والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. نحمده واستعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek His help, I seek His assistance, and his forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, indeed there is none who can misguide Him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, there is none who can guide him aright. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of all the prophets. I welcome everyone who is present here in the Musalla as well as on the net. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. And I thank everyone for attending this blessed gathering. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we will begin and end the final course in the ABC's class today. But don't worry, inshallah it will recycle in 3 weeks from now. Today is actually the ending day for the ABCs of Islam course. So don't cry, right? Inshallah, we'll be back within 3 weeks' time. I want to recap over the things that we learned here in this ABCs class. It was very, very beneficial, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Just to recap over this course, as my records tell me, we first started this course December 22nd, okay? December 22nd, not this year, right? Of course, not this year, not January, but we started almost four months ago on this class, okay? December 22nd, we've been 4 months on issues of Allah, His Messenger, alayhi salam, the Malaika, the books, right? We talked about knowledge and its importance. We talked about knowledge and the importance of seeking knowledge, of acting upon your knowledge, of adhering to your knowledge, whether or not your desires is pulling you to a way. The people of ilm, the believers who believe in Allah on the last day, they act upon their knowledge, even though it may not be in accordance with their whims. And a lot of times that is a great struggle, right? When you know something is wrong and you still want it, man, look, I know if I eat this another chicken bone, I'm just going to be out, right? I'm not going to be able to talk. I'm going straight to sleep. I can't do nothing else. But alhamdulillah, if I refuse this and eat one third food, drink one third water, and leave one third for air, alhamdulillah, I will be lazy. Okay? So this is a prime example over the knowledge taking precedence over the whims, over the hawa, right? Not pulling yourself to your full capacity. Well, you can barely walk, right? Right? When you get up from the ma'ida, mashallah, you're burping with toothpick in your mouth. No. This is not the etiquette of the people of Sunnah, right? So this is the example of the knowledge taking precedence over the hawa, over the whims. And we went over this importance in this class, the ABCs of Islam. We talked about Allah and His names and His noble attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of His actions, right? We talked about Allah azza wa jal. We learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this class. The whole lecture was dedicated to learning about Allah in brief, learning about His qualities, learning about some of His actions, right? The importance of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing His expectations for the creation, His ibadah, We went over the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the men and to the jinn for his worship. We went over the ayat where Allah azza wa jal was going over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the men and the jinn to worship him, to submit to him, to spend all their time in worshiping him, believing in him, upon acting on good deeds, enjoying what is right, and enjoying patience. We went over these ayat in this class. The importance of going by the Quran and the Sunnah concerning Allah's names and attributes and his qualities, etc. We went over the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, and we went over the belief in the angels, right? Believing in their purity. And we went over how the angels are submissive to Allah, their servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they are a creation of Allah, right? They're in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we also went over the books, the belief in the books, briefly, and how they play inside of the believer's life. We went over the books, in the four major books in Islam. We didn't go over their scripture and their text, but we went over the names, right? The Quran, the Injil, the Zabur, and the Torah, right? The Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a perfect book, and a complete guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfect in instruction, perfect in mercy, perfect in explaining the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's evidence on earth. How do we know Allah azza wa jal? Quran al-Kareem and the Sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain all throughout the Quran how what the heavens and the earth are proof of his existence, right? How the sun and the moon, how they go on their course, how this is a proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the rain, when it comes down and revives the dead land, right, is a proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creatures, right, the winds, how they're different, and they go, and some come from the east, and then to the west, and all of this is, and this is a proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, you will find proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, you will find complete mercy. In the Quran, you will find an explanation of all things. In the Quran, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance upon mankind and jinn. Okay? We went over these things inside of this class in Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We also went over the messengers and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them bringers of glad tidings and warners of the fire. Bringers of glad tidings to who? To the mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and the prophets as bearers of glad tidings and warners of the fire, of the punishment. Warners to those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who deny his ayat, who deny his evidence, his proofs, his signs. The obligation to follow, one of the obligation to follow the messengers. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. This class was full of barakah, alhamdulillah. We went over the obligation to follow and obey the messengers. Okay? We went over the obligation to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we went over the obligation to love Allah and his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is a matter of aqidah, of a belief, to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than every Allah and his messenger, more than every and anything. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. one of the Day of Judgment, the importance of learning about the Day of Judgment, the importance of fearing the Day of Judgment, the importance of holding yourself account before you held account. One of the importance of correcting your actions in preparation for the Day of Judgment. We went over the components of the Day of Judgment. We went over how it is important to always keep inside of your consciousness, I'm going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us will be butt naked and uncircumcised on the Day of Judgment at one point in time. We went over the importance of correcting your actions before your actions are corrected. How it is important for every one of us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, where you got good health, where you got a roof over your head, alhamdulillah, where you got all this ni'mah, all these blessings of Allah azza wa jal, and you have time to repent. We went over the importance of being prepared so you won't have to prepare. They have a saying here. It's called, I like to be ready so I won't have to get ready. Right? An ambush is one of the most fatal blows to the enemy. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Jahannam mirsada is an ambush. It's an ambush. Right? In this class, we learn about how to prepare yourself before you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important that you train yourself to sit in the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His book and His messengers and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lifestyle of the Sahaba are being studied, are being remembered, are being taken advantage of, reaping the benefits, right? It's important. Why is it important? Go look at the graves. Go look at the graves. That's what we're here for, to prepare for that time. And trust me, if I were to prepare for 900 years to be sitting in a cold spot for 900 billion years, I'd do it in the flesh. I ask everyone who is here today, are you ready to invest in the Akhirah? Are you ready to spin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you ready to sit on your knees for 40 minutes in order to get taught about your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah azza wa jal says in Quran, He's giving you hearing, He's giving you seeing, He's giving you eyes, He's giving you hearts, little thanks you give. Allahumma sta'an. Allah is emphasizing in the Quran, we're giving you heart, we're giving you eyes, we're giving you hearing. Little thanks you give. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I hope that inshallah ta'ala, we will dedicate our lives into serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dedicate our time in order to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are thankful for His ni'mah. Right? The ni'mah means blessings. I forget, this is not the advanced course. We went over the divine decree and its wisdoms. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He writes, that He has written down everything in a clear book. Why Allah Azza wa Jal tell us this. Knowing that there's going to be all this type of deviance associated with the divine decree, Allah still took the time to tell us that everything is written down. Why? Simple. So you will not grieve over what passes you. And so you will not fear. So you will not fear over what is to come to you. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They will not fear, nor will they grieve. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful, and if we take the time to reflect over our purpose of life, we take the time to reflect why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, we take the time to reflect, to look inside of these graves, right? And there's a statement, I think it's from one of the Sahaba, who said, I have not seen on this earth, I have never seen anything more scary than the grave. We went over wudu, right, and its components and its virtues, and the fiqh of wudu, simple fiqh. We didn't go too deep into it because this is the ABCs, this is not, right? You can go, you can make 4 months on just wudu and what breaks the wudu and what the, no, we just went over the simple things and the virtues of having wudu. And I just want to tell you, right here and right now, there was one sahaba who every time he broke his wudu, he would make his wudu. And not only would he make it, he would make turaqah. La ilaha illallah. Right, we think we're full of good deeds. We think that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. His name was Bilal. Every time Bilal broke his wudu, he would make wudu and make turaqah. Subhanallah. Now, I'm not advising you do this, right? I'm just simply stating that we would never be able to grasp the understanding of how the Sahaba understood Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we went over the components of Salah, real brief, okay? Even though we spent 5 classes on Salah, I'm here to tell you that we did not do it proper justice. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our impatience. And may Allah azza wa jal grant us the reward and complete our shortcomings. Allahumma ameen. And I'm going to leave this very short. I'm not going to keep this class long. But I want to say to everyone here present today that inshallah ta'ala this class will recycle, okay, within 3 weeks' time. Mark your calendars, please, and promote this class. Promote this class. It's not just for people taking the Shahada, but it's for Muslims who are trying to relearn their religion, refresh, right? Or those Muslims who live all their life in deviance and want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn the religion, please promote this class. And inshallah ta'ala, just promoting this class, you will earn some of its reward. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran, barakallahu fikum, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. If there's any questions, in the musalla or on the net from new Muslims or someone who had questions about Islam, the basics of Islam in general, please post your questions now. I will dedicate this few minutes left that we have to answering questions. Jazakum Allahu khair. وإياكم. There any questions about what I said on the net? وإياكم. وعليكم السلام.